keeping you in touch with Michigan and the world.
All right. It is 33 after on this Thursday. We talked about this story a couple of times already this week, but the Obama administration violating the protocols of surveillance on U.S. citizens. This story broke on Circa News, Circa, a division of Sinclair. And now in another case, a federal appeals court has revived a lawsuit challenging the National Security Agency's collection of emails, texts, and other online communications in bulk that privacy experts have long argued violates constitutional protections of Americans' privacy. A three-judge panel of the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Richmond, Virginia, on Tuesday, reversed a lower court decision and declared that Wikimedia, which is the parent of Wikipedia, has the legal standing to pursue the case against the NSA, America's primary foreign spy surveillance agency that has been directing most of its attention at you and I. Michael Dougherty on the line from London, I believe. Michael, welcome to the program.
Hello, yes. Still in London.
Yeah.
Wide awake, almost noon.
Yeah, well, glad to have you out of bed. It's good. All right, first, this NSA FISA situation, where it has been revealed now that the Obama administration unmasked 1 in 20, maybe more, thousands of people from 2011 to 2016 while doing mass collection of data, again, illegally, I might add. The ACLU, think about this, the ACLU is screaming foul on this one, and yet the networks are silent, Michael. What's going on?
Well, this is what happens. What is this, example number 5,000,002, what happens when
this one's pretty big,
Obama...
Though. This one's pretty big.
It's huge, but how big do they have to get? By comparison, the other ones are also huge. You have, you know, once you start lying and you start covering up, liars just keep on lying because they have two choices, continue lying or go dead silent. So right now the press is dead silent.
Now here's
and we wonder why we have Donald Trump, but this is about politicizing NSA, CIA, Department of Justice. This is Obama's. I mean, he gets away with all this stuff, and he kept on going. Now that he's out of power, they're trying to do the reverse cover-up. The real question is, yeah, what are we going to do about it?
Well, here's the one I wonder. I wonder about this. And Michael Dougherty, you know more about IT and people operating in the dark behind the curtains than anybody I know. But Wikimedia alleges in its suit, backed by the American Civil Liberties Union, and I point that out because that's key here, that the NSA's upstream collection practices violated the Fourth Amendment because they gather without a warrant. They gather emails, texts, and all communications on the internet between two people who mention an authorized surveillance target by name, but aren't themselves covered by a court order to be surveilled for any reason. That's one of the things going on. And my point here is this lawsuit's going forward with Wikipedia and the ACLU. Not too easy to hide from this one. This one's actually going to be out in the public square a little bit.
Well, this is where inner divisions within the far left will start to crack, because you have a bunch of people that are so psycho and frothing at the mouth about how they ignored this. They spent Obama's term ignoring the fact that they did not elect Jesus Christ, even though they kept saying they did. And then they can't admit they're wrong. And then they keep and the frying pan over the head keeps hitting. This all goes back to the Eric Holder School of Law, which is, yeah, I'm breaking the law, so sue me.
Exactly.
So, you know, the fact that the ACLU is doing this is going to box in the press and the left. Maybe they'll crack, because if anyone on the right does it, as we see Fox News implode, you know, it would get dismissed. So this is, maybe this is going to be something starting from within, I don't know, but at some point, the Democrats and the left are going to have to look in the mirror instead of insulting the rest of the country as to why they find themselves in where they find themselves. Which is it a surprise to you that Barack Obama was doing this?
No, not at all.
I mean, come on.
No, he targeted opponents with the IRS. You know, what's the worst thing that can happen to a guy? I say this, I hearken back to my childhood. People have heard this story. The worst childhood period of my life was when my parents were being audited for a summer. It was the worst three... My father was miserable, and he was miserable to everyone around him for 3 months because we were getting audited. The most lousy thing you could do to somebody is have the IRS target them the way Barack Obama did his political enemies. It's a terrible thing. It's just off.
And they're fine with it. And, yeah. and this is, I mean, until there is justice and authenticity and integrity, we're going to see this and how frothing this is going to get, because those people are absolutely corrupt, and the mainstream media needs to implode. I don't know that they'll ever fix themselves. I don't know what's going to, you know, I mean, free market can move, but, you know, these people are that's the more terrifying thing to me. I mean, I'm not shocked that this has happened. What's terrifying is that nothing's being done about it, that the media is not protecting us.
Of course not.
That it they've the got ACLU Russian, to do something like this.
They've got Russian collusion to discover, and someday they might even find it.
Of course they do.
Now, you're in London, so let's talk about what's going on in London. Armed patrols in the streets, we're told. The threat level has been raised to critical, meaning there could be an imminent attack. Does it concern you at all? I mean, what are you seeing? Tell us what you're seeing on the ground there.
Well, I'm in London, and you know, and I went to a theater last night. I was on the tube. Honestly, you remember those shirts that are all over the place about the UK, which is carry on. Everyone's just carrying on. Now, I think if this happened in the United States, what would you do? Would you run into your house? Now, Manchester's 2 hours north of here. Found that it's on the BBC nonstop. People are ticked about it. But people are also ticked that nothing's really being done about it. You know, the political correctness of the mayor of London versus the British, it's like Brexit. Everyone understands Brexit. You know, that's the issue. So there's fury. There's frustration. There's also just stoic moving on. So you don't see them all over the streets.
These aren't people
in London like you'd think. But, you know, it's very similar to the States. I mean,
I guess what I would say about this, it's a city that survived the Blitzkrieg. I mean, it's a city that survived, you know, being hammered by German bombs day after day, week after week during World War II. It's a fairly resilient city, I would say, but still, and country, I should say, but still, it's still got to be a change of pace with the military in the streets now in some places.
Well, and that's up in Manchester, honestly. I haven't seen that here, but because, you know, what are you going to do? I mean, what are you really going to do? I mean, if you're an everyday citizen, things are moving. Things are going on. I mean, the day woke up, but that doesn't mean things are status quo. Don't get me wrong. I just want people to think there's armed guards all over London. There's the heightened security, you know, like I'm going to Heathrow tomorrow. I know I'll get there earlier. They'll probably tear my bags apart. And, you know, the hassle index of the innocent goes straight up to the roof. But the mayor of London can't say the word Muslim or Islam.
No, because, well, he is.
Exactly.
At any rate. Well, I greatly appreciate you coming on today, Michael. I know you've got to travel home. Always a good conversation, Dort. See, and I hear sirens in the background. See, there you are in London,
right,
and I hear sirens in the background, and you're telling me, nothing's going on here, nothing to see, move along.
That's an ambulance.
Yeah, well, that's not a good sign either. All right. Be safe, Doherty, be safe.
Talk to you later.
There you have it. Michael Doherty, live from London, noon. He's thinking about getting out of bed. 41 after. When we come back, we'll just have a conversation with you about a couple more things. Stick tight.